Eric, do you hear that?
Is it a bird?
Is it a plane?
It's Press Any Button, and I'm your host, Eric.
And I'm your other host, Nikki. Today we're going to be talking about Superman, the new Superman Adventures, also known as Superman 64. It's an action-adventure game developed and published by Titus Interactive for Nintendo 64 and based on the television show Superman, the animated series. Released in North America on June 1st, 1999, and in Europe on July 23rd, 1999. It is the first 3D Superman game.
The first and the best.
And the only?
No, I think there's another one somewhere.
Okay.
Probably.
I wouldn't know.
I think there hasn't been one in a long time, but I think it is. I think there are other ones.
Okay.
That exist, probably.
All right.
I'm basing that on nothing.
So, Eric, is there a lot of history for this game?
There's a little bit.
I would assume so.
You know, I was definitely curious going in to how this happened. Because, you know, this game does have a pretty notorious reputation.
Yeah, like, all I know about this game before we played it was it is really bad. But I don't really know much about the history or, like, how it got made or anything like that. So I'm really excited.
I'm curious if it lived up to your expectations, but I guess we'll find out later. But for now, yeah, let's just get into it. Let's go back to 1997. What were you doing in 1997?
I think I was like in middle school.
Yeah.
Like
doing middle school stuff.
Seventh grade, something like that.
I don't know. Okay, yeah, I have no
your
idea.
Your memory's not great.
Yeah, it's not.
Mine is. I'm pretty sure we were in like seventh grade. It depends on what like time of the year, obviously. Because the school years are usually, they carry over.
We're going to go with early.
So probably like sixth grade,
early 1997. So yeah. Okay. Sixth grade ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super
so
awkward,
while we were in middle school or sixth
being
grade,
being awkward.
Sixth grade was elementary school for me, but I guess middle school.
Oh really?
Me. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. In my city, middle school was sixth, seventh, and eighth grade.
This is not important at all.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting to hear, though, how other, like, cities and stuff break it up.
Yeah.
Because we were both in Georgia, so.
That's true.
It's interesting.
Mine was kindergarten through sixth grade was elementary, and then seventh and eighth were middle school, and then ninth through 12th were high school.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's because the kids are so much trouble when they're in seventh and eighth grade that they need a whole school just to themselves.
Pretty much, yeah. That is the worst age you can possibly be. As a person.
I speak from experience.
Anyway, back
yeah,
to 1997.
Yeah, we got a little off topic.
So
sorry. Okay, 1997.
We're in elementary or middle school, depending on
we're like in sixth
the
grade.
City. Meanwhile, the president of French developer Titus Interactive, Eric Kahn.
Ooh, that's a cool name.
We're going to be hearing about Eric Kahn a lot.
Okay.
Approaches WB Licensing to produce a Superman game. After he heard they were developing a new show, which was Superman the Animated Series.
Cool.
So he heard through the grapevine they're getting ready to make this cartoon. He's like, I want to make a game to tie in with that cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks them a lot. He's very persistent.
Okay. Did you ever watch that show, the Animated Series?
No.
Me.
I watched Batman the Animated Series, and that show was great.
I didn't watch either of those shows.
Okay, yeah.
Mostly I didn't have cable when I was growing up, so if it wasn't free, I didn't probably get to watch it.
Gotcha. Okay, so Kahn, yeah, like I said, Kahn was very persistent in trying to obtain the license. Recalling in an interview that they asked him on three different occasions if he was sure he knew what he was doing. To which I assume he replied, yes, of course I know what I'm doing.
I'm sure he sounded very confident, or else why would they give him the copyrights?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. And so WB Licensing eventually signed a licensing deal for Titus Interactive to develop a Nintendo 64, PlayStation, and a Game Boy game based on the animated series, mostly due to the fact that there weren't any other developers who wanted to make a Superman game.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So,
I wonder why no one else wanted to.
when your choice is just the person continuously asking, I guess you go with that choice.
Well, it's such a big entity. Like, everyone knows who Superman is. You'd think there would be more than one person make a game.
I'm not sure if it was because they hadn't asked around or if there just wasn't anyone that was calling them as much as Eric Kahn, maybe.
Okay. So they were like, you know what? This guy seems passionate.
Yeah.
And confident, and we're going to let him do it.
Yeah. It sounds like he really wants to make this game, so I'm going to trust him.
Bad decision.
So like I said, he got licenses to develop a Nintendo 64, a PlayStation, and a Game Boy game. The Game Boy game would actually be released that same year in 1997.
Whoa.
While the Nintendo 64 game took 2 years to develop, the PlayStation version of the game was canceled before it was released due to Titus's license expiring.
Oh.
So there never got to be a PlayStation game. And I just want to preface this next part by saying that most of this information comes from interviews with Eric Kahn.
Okay.
And it is very clear in these interviews that, one, he's pretty defensive about the quality of the game, and two, that he places the blame for the game being not great and unfinished solely on the licensor.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I couldn't really find other viewpoints which might refute some of what he's saying, mm-hmm. but just so keep that in mind.
Yeah, I did hear that he does blame the licensing and that they put a lot of restrictions and stuff on it. And so, like, they couldn't really do what they wanted to.
Yeah, and I feel like some of what he says is pretty, like, would have been justifiably frustrating. So, yeah, let's get into it a little bit.
Okay.
So, according to Kahn, and you're going to hear that phrase a lot.
Okay.
His original version of the game, or his original design for the game, was for a full 3D open world action adventure involving real-time strategy where players really behave as a superhero and would include every superpower that Superman has.
Now that does sound like a really good game.
Yeah, it's pretty ambitious.
Too bad that's not what happened.
Unfortunately, only 10% of the original design would make it into the game, with the limitations coming from the N64 hardwares and disagreements with the Warner Brothers licensing people.
Hmm. Interesting. I wonder, like, what all the disagreements were.
So let's find out. So again, according to Kahn, only a few days after the deal was made, the Warner Brothers licensing team he had worked with to make the deal was sacked and replaced by an entire different team.
No. So they're coming in and they're like, we didn't even pick this guy.
Yeah, they didn't make this deal.
We don't care about this. Man.
The new group.
It's really their fault. I'm going to go ahead and blame them.
Glad we've convinced you now. The new group instantly disliked the project and tried to stop its development because they believed that a larger company such as EA would pay more and create a better product.
I mean, yeah, probably. That doesn't take a friggin' rocket scientist to figure that out. But they weren't coming and offering, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So
they would have, WB probably would have had to go to EA mm-hmm. and maybe ask him, but they hadn't done that, so they already had the agreements in place with Titus.
I can kind of see why they may have hired a new department.
Again, according to Kahn, the licensing team basically wanted them to make a Superman game, like a SimCity-like game, mm-hmm. where Superman would be the mayor of Metropolis instead of an action game. So like a builder game.
Yeah,
where
what every Superman fan wants, to just be a mayor as Superman and not use any of his cool special powers that he has. That sounds super boring.
I guess he would have to come in and save the day for if there was like a natural disaster or something affecting
Which
your city.
Hopefully it would be like every hour.
Because he'd be like the mayor. Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It doesn't really fit with any of the story.
And then what's the point of being Superman? You could just be any average Joe Schmo, you know, if you're not going to be using your superpowers all the time.
Well, I guess he would be using his superpowers to build the city, maybe. But yeah, again, he doesn't do that at any point.
Sounds really dumb.
After Titus rejected that deal, the relationship got worse, with the licensing team mandating Titus edit or change a lot of their game design. Basically, they were only allowed to show Superman in a positive light. So, like, the setting had to be changed to a virtual world because Superman was not allowed to bring harm to real people. Breakable architecture was removed because Superman couldn't act as a bad person. There was even a big fight over whether Superman could actually fly underwater, which eventually Titus won that argument, I guess, when they showed him proof in the comic books that he flew underwater.
is this just out of spite, I wonder? Or were they really just super concerned about Superman's wholesome reputation?
I'm pretty sure a lot of this was probably out of spite.
Because if you watch the old Superman movies and stuff, it's like...
Yeah, he beats people up all the time.
Yeah, he saves people, but there's also big, giant fights that happen. I'm pretty sure people probably get hurt during those.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even know.
But yeah, so in this game, he wasn't allowed to hurt real people, so that's why they made it in a virtual world. If you're wondering why that intro doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It's like, who's going to make a game where Superman's just going around and hurting normal people anyways?
Yeah, I mean, well, they didn't like him fighting the bad guys, I guess, for some reason.
Oh, so they're counting bad guys as normal people.
So that's why they put it in the virtual world.
I mean, that right there is just one of the main awful things about the game.
Yeah.
I'll save it for later.
Okay, so according to Khan, it got so bad that it would take months for Warner Brothers to approve any characters they wanted to use in the game.
So, were they trying to run out their license, maybe?
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like to me. It sounds like they were trying to run out the clock on them. So, yeah, moving on to the next part. There was a lot of publicity for this game. It was a very highly anticipated game, with it being shown off at E3 events in 1997, 1998, and 1999. GamePro even went as far as labeling the game an E3 showstopper based on its good-looking graphics at the 1998 show. So yeah, the hype for this game was like through the roof.
It's show-stopping graphics?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Maybe
you got to go back.
I didn't play a lot of Nintendo
64. You got to go back to 1998. So they have like a full graphical city that Superman was flying through, which would have looked pretty impressive back then.
Man, y'all's standards were real low back then.
Ironically, the licensors who gave Khan and his team a difficult time for 2 years were actually pleased in the end, owing to the high sales, despite the critical reaction.
Well, yeah, they don't care. They don't care if people like it. They have the money either way, right?
Yeah, so yeah, this game...
And they're evil, it sounds like, so...
This game actually sold pretty well. So yeah, it sold 500,000 units pretty quickly, but then, you know, sales dropped off pretty soon after people started to realize it wasn't maybe that great.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the people that were like, you know, I'm going to wait until I hear the reviews, they were probably feeling really good about that decision.
Yeah. So, yeah, overall, it was commercially successful.
Commercially. That's the key word there.
Commercial, yeah.
And that's only at the very beginning before people have played it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it got so hyped. I think maybe it's just because people really love Superman.
Well, part of it...
I don't know. The graphics aren't that good to me. I don't know. You're saying that they were for back then. But even compared to, like, the last game we played on Nintendo 64, which I think was Mario 64, I think that looks a lot better than Superman. It's just, like, got a lot more variation, a lot more color, a lot more difference. Superman is very... just like the same.
Yeah, but Mario 64 is just a single castle and this is an entire city.
I don't know, I'd rather have a single castle and it be done really well than have a whole city of just like generic plain looking buildings that have been copy and pasted over and over that you can't even go inside.
This was a very ambitious project.
Yeah,
they were going for a full city where Superman could free roam and save, you know, people and stuff like that. I appreciate the fact that they were swinging for the fences when they tried to make this game.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like there wasn't much else they could do, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and one of the reasons it was also, not only was it like, did you see like a full city and Eric Khan's talking about how, you know, you're going to be able to free roam and save people and it's going to include every one of Superman's powers. So, yeah, Eric Khan himself was really hyping this game. Even though, you know.
Well, that's good. I mean.
Kind of behind the scenes, maybe it wasn't going quite so smooth.
Yeah.
So.
But if you can't love your own game.
That's true.
How the hell is anyone else going to love your video game?
That's a good point.
It's a famous quote by RuPaul. Okay.
Pretty sure that was about video games. So, okay. Are you ready for some fun facts?
Ooh, yeah. Fun facts.
I know you had a request for a fun fact, which was you wanted to know how many rings are in this game.
Yeah.
I could not find that information, and I wasn't going to go back and count all those rings.
Where's the dedication?
I assume the number has got to be at least in the thousands. I don't know. It's a lot.
How has no one counted this? Internet, you failed me. Did you ask ChatGPT? Oh, God. Do they know? Would they know? I assume if it's not out on the internet, they would probably be able to find it. But
yeah. All right.
And Mike could also just make up a number.
So other non-ring fun facts. There is actually a fun fact about the rings.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, this first one is about the rings.
Okay.
Okay.
So you lied.
I guess I did. I don't have Superman's super truth ability.
Wow.
I assume that's one of his superpowers. And in a 2011 interview, Khan was asked why there were so many ring mazes in the game, which restricted, you know, the player's ability to explore. Mm-hmm. His response was, rings are only in the tutorial levels. That means that according to Eric Khan, every other level in the entire game is actually a tutorial level.
What? A tutorial for what? Because then, like, you go into the next part of the level and you're not doing rings. So what? Just like to practice flying?
Yeah, it's a tutorial. It's a lot of tutorial. It's just every other level of the entire game.
And no tutorials of anything else, like how to fight or anything like that.
Yeah, they're tutorial levels.
Yeah, that dude's full of crap.
All right, fun fact number two. Superman, the new Superman Adventures.
Call it Superman 64.
God, I love that name. Superman 64 retailed at launch for $64.99. People who bought the early collector's edition of the game got a comic book, which gave more background to the game's story. So you got a free comic book if you bought the game early.
Okay. And by some background, you probably mean all of it, because there's like not very much in the game itself.
I don't think the game needs a lot of background. You know, like, hey, these three people are in the virtual world. Mm-hmm. You got to go save them. That's it. So Superman's in the virtual world where he can't actually hurt anybody.
Yeah. So dumb. Nothing matters.
So my final fun fact, Brainiac was actually supposed to be the main villain of the game due to the virtual world setting forced upon the developers. But executive meddling forced a rewrite with Lex as the villain, even though Brainiac is still the final boss. And Lex's opening line, "In short time, your fate will be sealed, Superman," is very clearly said by Corey Burton, who voiced Brainiac in the cartoon, as opposed to Clancy Brown, the voice of Lex Luthor.
Wow.
So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Why do they like Lex Luthor so much?
I don't know. You know,
he's lame, in my opinion.
He's just like a
lame
rich guy. He's like the opposite of Batman, I guess, in a way. You know, they're both rich, but, you know, Batman's the good guy and Lex Luthor is the bad guy, the bad rich guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just never cared for the villain that much.
Yeah, he seems kind of like a boring villain.
Yeah.
God, his laugh in this game.
Yeah, I was like, and they like play it so many times.
It's like whenever they show him talking, they should have to play that laugh. God, it's
like they must have paid a lot of money for that laugh, because they use the crap out of it.
Okay, so yeah, that's all my fun facts. That's my history. Everything's done.
I have a fun fact.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. So you know how you said that the PlayStation game, like, obviously it never got released, but they did make it, and they released like a prototype of it.
Yeah, I think a prototype got leaked or something like that.
Yeah, and in the PlayStation version, there was no rings.
What?
No rings whatsoever.
Yeah, I heard about that. So they totally redesigned the game they actually farmed out to another developing company who totally like redesigned it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, and there was supposed to be like a lawsuit over this, I think, too.
Ooh.
But that never took place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it seemed pretty clear that the licensor was running out the clock and intentionally made it so that the developer never got a chance to release the game.
Yeah. I don't know. I can see both sides.
Yeah.
But I feel like if the people that own the property meddle too much, like, it just takes away so much creativity.
Yeah.
Like, I understand not wanting Superman to just go out and murder people. Like, you can't just do that. But, I don't know. Saying that he can't look bad at all. Like, what superheroes do you know don't mess up?
Yeah.
Even the Marvel ones, you know, they all make mistakes. They're not only seen doing good stuff all the time, you know? And maybe it's because it was back in the 90s too, but
yeah, I feel
I don't
like,
know. It just like, seems like they both had a hand in kind of making the game not that great.
Yeah, and I feel like the later versions of Superman, at least that came out in movies and stuff, kind of make him a more complicated character as opposed to the squeaky clean image like he used to have. I feel like he has a lot less of a squeaky clean image now.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so Nikki, what happens in this game? What's the, you know, what's the story? I know we have the virtual world setting, but like, can you explain it?
Basically, there's like three people that are in trouble in real life, and that's pretty much the only motivation to do all these things is to save like Lois Lane and two other rando people that I have no clue who they are.
Jimmy Olsen and Professor Immel.
I don't know who they are still. Are they prominent characters?
They're characters. Yeah, they're characters in the Superman universe.
I have no idea. I know who Lois Lane is, and that's about it.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, yeah, if he doesn't...
So he's got to save Lois and two randos.
Yeah. And if he doesn't, in the virtual world, they die, I guess?
I don't think the game ever specified they die. Yeah, I don't...
The story is stupid.
Oh, wait. You didn't say about the kryptonite fog.
Kryptonite fog is dumb. What are they going to do? Grind it into like powder and like put it in the air somehow? And also, isn't kryptonite like supposed to kill Superman? He was flying around pretty fine in the fog.
No. In this case, the virtual metropolis is filled with what the developers call kryptonite fog, which is an apparent effort by Lex Luthor to diminish Superman's abilities, which is why he has so few.
I'm pretty sure there's a way easier way to do that. And it
just also happens to mask the very close draw distance they have to use.
Yeah. You know how many fog machines you even need for all that? For whole entire city?
It's a virtual fog machine, so.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a virtual world. Yeah. So, you can pull it off.
The whole virtual thing is just beyond dumb.
Yeah. You know, and it also kind of feels pretty pointless because anything that happens sense.
You're already playing a virtual video
within the game. Like I remember at one point, like Lois is investigating Lex Luthor's weapons things. I'm like, it's in a virtual world. Why does she care about him smuggling weapons?
Why is anything in this game, Eric? Don't question it.
I like Lois Lane in this game. I was playing a level and like I rescued her. It took me forever to rescue her. And then she's like, oh, thanks, Superman. And then she walks off screen. And the second she's off screen, she's like, oh, no, I got kidnapped again.
Help, help.
It's like, I just fucking rescued you. Why do you walk away from me? Like, we could have just walked out together. I don't have to do anything about the weapons. It's a virtual world.
At this point, I'm just going to let you go. Okay? Yeah. If you don't want to be with me, I'm not going to force you.
Okay, so I assume there's other stuff that happens in the story. I skipped a lot of levels. So the ending, let's get to the ending. Okay, so
spoiler alert.
So you save your friends from virtual reality and you are given the shocking twist.
Yeah, the shocking twist.
That in the real world, Lex is still there.
And nothing really matters.
That's literally verbatim what the last Xbox in the game
and
says.
And then he does this stupid laugh.
Like he's literally standing right next to you and he laughs and the game ends. I just love it. He's just standing
there. Nothing makes sense in this game.
The game's like, yeah, he's still there. What are you going to do? Nothing. You can't do anything because this game is over. And we're not allowed to hurt real people.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. I assume you have some pros. What really stood out in a positive way about this game?
Okay. Superman's in this game.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing.
Do you like Superman?
He's okay.
He's okay, yeah.
He's not my favorite. I like Batman more.
That's how I feel about him.
I feel like he's a little overpowered, and you think he would be able to just beat everyone, but for some reason he can't beat this human dude that, I don't know.
Yeah, to me, Superman was always kind of a boring hero, just because he was,
too perfect, kind of.
Yeah, he has too many things. He's, like, too great. He has too many powers.
He's not even human, okay? He's an alien, right?
Kryptonian.
Yeah, whatever. Alien. Do you have any pros?
So I thought the city looked nice. You did.
I disagree. Yeah. It's just the same. It's boring. There's no color.
Yeah, it's
copy paste.
It's empty.
You can't even go in the buildings. You can't do anything to the buildings.
I mean, you can't interact with it at all.
I mean,
all it is some 1999 eye candy.
I don't really think it looks good. I really don't. Like, I don't know. They could at least put more variation of the buildings, made them different colors or something.
I kind of like how, like, some of the roads would go, like, through some of the buildings up in the area. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool.
Kind of.
Then you have, like, these, like, dam structures
We're reaching for pros here, though. So, I'll let you have it. But difference of opinion.
Okay, yeah. I grant you that there's nothing in the city really worth exploring because, yeah.
Or that makes it interesting. Like, what city are they in? You know, like
Metropolis, but the virtual one because they couldn't do the real one.
The real Metropolis looks that boring, like just the same building all over the place. Like, I don't know.
You know, I disagree. I don't think it's the same building. I thought it looked okay. What's another pro?
Okay, this is really stupid, but when you're walking as Superman, he has a really sassy walk.
Oh yeah,
his shoulders like shuffle, and he looks like a Karen.
Yeah, that's right.
On his way to talk to a manager, like he just got a steak that was medium instead of medium well, and he's got to go talk to the manager of O'Charlie's staff. Okay. And he's in a rush. And it's just like, I don't know, the attitude they gave him when he walks. It's hilarious.
I don't think that's intentional, but it is pretty great.
Hey, I'm grasping. Okay. Those are my only two pros for the game. So,
okay. So here's another pro for me. I feel like if you were to remove every single ring level on the game, or, you know, every other level, the game would improve a lot. It would still be bad, but it probably wouldn't be among the worst.
So you're saying if you removed over half the game would be better?
Yes.
You can't do that, though. So, like, that's a faux pro, man. That is not a real pro.
I'm saying that...
Calling you out. You can't say that. If the game was totally different, like halfway, like more than 50% different, it would be better. It still wouldn't be good, but somehow that's a pro for this game.
Okay, I don't have any
that
other
shows
pros.
Shows you how bad this game is.
Those are my only two.
I have so many cons. I hate this game. I hope I never, ever play it ever again, and I won't unless someone pays me.
You sound like you have a chip on your shoulder.
Oh my gosh. Cons. Everything. All caps.
Yeah, I mean.
And I can go into details.
It's a bad
game.
Which
I will.
I think the most glaring issue with this game is obviously the controls.
Oh my gosh, yes.
In fact,
they're too sensitive where they don't need to be too sensitive, and then they're not sensitive enough on other things.
And there's no way to adjust them.
No. There's hardly any settings to adjust for this game.
And the controls are such an issue for me that I actually broke it down into separate bullet points about the controls.
Oh, no.
But yeah, so flying was my first one.
Flying. You just gotta tap, tap, tap.
Tap.
Also, it's inverted and you can't switch it, which I hate.
Yeah, there's nothing that showcases just how bad the controls are better than making you fly very precisely through hundreds of rings per stage.
Time.
Like in a very short amount of time. Yeah. Like there's a very tight timer to finish
and
these
rings. And you can only
stages.
Miss like four rings.
Yeah, and you can only miss four of them.
Hundreds.
And if you do miss, if you try to turn around, oh good God, you are in a world of pain.
Yeah. Your turn radius is huge. So it's like if you miss a ring, you might as well just
like
not worry about it. It's more trouble.
It's almost baffling like how you're turning is so sluggish but so disorienting at the same time.
Yeah,
it's like weird. It's like both sluggish and like it can also be really fast or feel fast. I don't know, it's weird.
It's awful.
Yeah, also like when you push the Z button to land and to take off, like sometimes you'll get caught in this weird hover state where he's just kind of like stuttering in the air.
There's a lot of bugs in this game.
Yeah, I feel like it's just the flying is not good.
Yeah.
Just Karen walk all over the place. You'll have a better time.
And the rings. The fucking rings. There's probably thousands and thousands of rings in this game. And you're expected to meticulously fly through each one. And we already talked about how bad the controls are. So flying is not fun. If you miss a ring and you try to go around and get it again, you're going to take so much time, you might as well not even do it.
Remember when Superman heroically flew through all those rings in the movie?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I thought rings were like Sonic's thing. I thought he kind of had, you know, the stronghold on the ring game. And I'm cool with that.
Well, he's not going through the rings. He's just collecting them.
You know? Yeah, but still, it's his thing, Superman. You can't take Sonic's thing. And it's just annoying. It's like every other level, you have to fly through these rings. And it's not fun. There's time. If you miss four rings, you're out.
Yeah, turning around to get a ring is pretty much impossible.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you might as well not even do it. You're just going to waste so much time that you'll just run out of time and lose that way. And it's just so repetitive. Oh my gosh. Just
so to me, as bad as the rings were, the only thing worse was the parts between the ring parts.
So the rest of the game?
Well, no, the in between the specific in the ring levels, those parts where it's you have 7 seconds to pick up this car and pick up another car.
Oh, yeah, because they give you like 1 millisecond to read what you're supposed to do.
And then if you don't complete it, you know you have to go through the exact same ring stage you've already beaten.
Yeah.
So it's like, I
mean, nothing is more motivating to just quit a game than when it forces you to do something that's really not fun over and over again to get to like the more fun part.
Yeah.
And it does this every level, basically. It's the worst. I don't know who tested this out and played it and was like, yeah, you're on to something with these rings, man. No. Like, I just think they had a thing. They had to do something. You know, They were under pressure and they were getting told no on everything. And they were just like, I guess we'll do this. Like, they approved the rings, so we'll just keep doing it. It's you know?
Yeah, fuck it. We'll just put the rings in every other level just to extend the game.
Yeah. Just so much is wrong with this game. The rings is just one of the many things because it's just so much of the game. It's like 50% of the game.
Yeah.
You know,
it's way, way too much of the game.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's so frustrating too because you think you finish the level and it's like more rings.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. And like you do eventually, like if you beat it so many times, right, you can kind of like start after the rings, but yeah, it's a bunch.
If you fail the event after the rings 3 times, then the game will just feel bad for you and it won't start you back at the rings again. And you can just start that event over and over again, which is ridiculous. Like the fact that it makes you go back 3 times to complete the rings.
It's like, if you just want to be, if you haven't been frustrated in a while and you have a really good life and you're like, you know what? I need some negative emotions. Pick this game up. You will be stressed. You'll be frustrated. You'll be angry, maybe resentful at yourself. Yeah.
And these aren't short ring segments too. Like there's some of them will get up to like seven minutes of like nothing but flying through rings.
That's like I already have a pretty bad attention span, so 7 whole minutes I can
you can't miss more than 3, and you can't take less time than the timer. Yeah, it's
God,
ridiculous.
It's so boring, and you can't zone out because you'll miss a ring, and it's just like mind-numbingly boring. It's so bad. Nothing fun about this game.
So something else I didn't like was the combat,
which is the other one of the other parts of the game. Like, yeah, you don't have that many things you can do.
Yeah, you have one attack button, and it looks so awful. It looks as horrible as it feels
like
when you're playing.
Kind of karate chopping, but not. I don't know.
And you have to be like really close, so you'll like sit there and like.
And that's it. You have one move. Can you kick? I don't think you can, right? I was trying to, and I never was kicking anything.
Most of the time you try to do it, you won't be close enough, and you'll just look really awkward.
I mean, you look awkward no matter what.
Yeah.
If you're going to make it that bad, why even have it? Like, it doesn't really add anything to the game. It's not fun. Like, they don't really care about fun in this game, though. So, I don't know. So much. It's just my mind's questioning why, you know?
Oh, yeah. And you can, some enemies, like, you can fly into, like, the shadow guys. You can, like, if you're flying fast enough, you'll kill them by just flying into them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some enemies you can lift over your head, which is a whole another fun aspect. Because, like, as soon as you lift them over your head, like, an invisible timer will start. And if you don't, like, get rid of them in a certain amount of time, they'll blow up. And they'll hurt you. It's so weird. It's like if you hold on to it too long, it'll just blow up in your hands.
Yeah.
if you throw it and it's too close to you, yeah, it will hurt you. It's almost like you have to throw it immediately after you pick it up, or it will, yeah, it'll just explode.
Yeah. Another thing that's really bad about this game is, like, the frame rate is really slow load. So even if you're in a pretty basic room, like the warehouse, where it's pretty much a lot of the same shapes and colors and stuff like that, and you're looking at the other side of the warehouse, it just looks like a black abyss. I don't know. Yeah,
that's the fog.
And it's like you can't see certain things until you get closer, which means you can't really prepare that much for what's coming.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just bad.
Yeah,
it does live up to the badness.
It's such a It is such a short draw distance, and then the frame rate will just kind of fall out every now and then. Yeah. It just
makes it really hard to navigate, because you can only see so far in front of you. And, you know, that's the real reason they have the fog.
Yeah, sure. The kryptonite fog. So now another one of my cons is the superpowers.
Yeah.
For one, they're like power-ups that you have to collect, and they're usually like hidden in a stage. And you only have a very limited supply of each one when you do collect it.
Yeah. Yeah, like super speed, you only run for like 30 seconds or something, and then your super speed meter is out.
Yeah, and it's also...
super speed doesn't even really help you, because it's so hard to navigate. Walking in this game makes you feel like you're drunk, basically, because it's hard to walk in a straight line.
Yeah, you totally lose control when you get the super speed. It's, like, impossible to control your character. The ice breath has, like, a range of an inch away from your face.
Mm-hmm.
I never really found the x-ray vision, and also considering, like, you're looking through walls half the time anyway, I'm not sure what the point is because of the camera.
Yeah.
The heat vision is actually pretty decent. I do like the heat vision. Ooh. But then there's also the reprogram power-up. Did you ever find this one?
No.
It will, like, you'll pick it up and it'll say reprogram, and you can select an enemy who will then fight for you. By the time I would find that power up, it's like all the enemies had been cleared. So it's just like, okay, that one felt kind of pointless too.
Plus, you're freaking Superman. You should be enough to take on whatever is in this thing. This game is just so repetitive. It's just the same 3-4 things over and over again, which means it's the same 3-4 problems you have to deal with over and over again, and it just doesn't take very long to basically just not be having fun.
Yeah. So something else I didn't like were the glitches. So there are fun glitches and not fun glitches.
Yeah,
this game has a lot of the not fun glitches. Like, on three different occasions when I was playing it, I managed to get stuck in the floor.
Yeah.
And I had to reset the level all the way, like, back to the beginning, because that's the only way you can get out of some of these situations. But
yeah, it's like,
I mean, that's
this
really
game already is hard enough without randomly getting stuck in the floor.
That's frustrating. One of them was like one of those ring stages, and it was like this event happened to be non-timed, so I couldn't just run out the timer.
Mm-hmm.
But I killed these two enemies, and then I got stuck in the floor, and I literally had to start all the way from the beginning of that stage. I'm just like, oh my god, this is horrible. So, just in general, it's the lack of direction combined with the punishing repetition, like you were saying. This makes the game really frustrating to play. Maybe some more time in the oven could have fixed some of these issues, but to me, it's clear that no one really seemed to care that much. Warner Brothers just wanted a game that would sell and not make Superman look bad. Titus were clearly in over their head with the initial game design, but knew if they kept talking the game up, it would sell well just because of the IP.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing just ended up feeling like a scam.
Money grab.
And an unfortunate, successful scam.
Yeah. And it's just really not cool when people take advantage of a fan base.
Yeah.
Just because they know that they'll buy whatever has this superhero or character on it. I mean, you can only do that once, right? Because, like, if I buy a game once like this, I'm not going to want to buy anything else from Titus. I'm not going to want to buy... I'm going to be very hesitant even to buy another Superman game. And, like, I don't know. It's kind of puts a damper on stuff.
Yeah. And back in the day, I feel like developers got away with it a lot more. Like,
oh, yeah. Because, you can't get away with that now.
All you have to go on as a kid is usually like the back of the box. You're just like,
yeah.
When I saw this in the rental store, I looked at the back of the box. I'm like, oh wow, they have this whole city you can fly around, and that sounds amazing.
Yeah, like, and like it would take weeks for like reviews to come out, because they would have to be in like a newspaper or a magazine, and there were probably blogs and stuff, but like the internet wasn't that big back then.
As a kid, I did not read reviews. I did not care.
Oh really?
Yeah, I didn't think about it.
Do you think adult gamers did though?
Probably.
I feel like now a lot more I look at reviews, because like I want to see what the overall consensus is.
Yeah,
well, especially if you're paying $60-$70 for something.
Well, nowadays it's like more common for people, or especially kids, to watch people play video games online, like mm-hmm. I think of Twitch.
Yeah, it's so easy now to not only get reviews, but like, yeah, like you said, to watch people play the real game, and you get to see the real graphics. Where back in the day, the graphics in the commercial would be totally differently rendered than what the game looked like.
Yeah, they'd have these events, and they'd use these videos that were like
more cinematic.
Yeah, yeah, taking on like more powerful computers and stuff than what the actual game systems would run.
Yeah, and you used to get away with all that, but now it has to be good or people really won't buy it unless they want a bad game on purpose, like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
So Eric, do you regret picking this game?
No, I don't. And, you know, I go back to when I first rented this game as a kid. Mm-hmm. It would have been around when it came out, so probably 1999, 2000. Yeah. And I just remember getting just so frustrated.
Oh,
and it was that first ring level. And mm-hmm. it took me so long to finally beat that first section of rings. And then, you know, what happens when you beat that first section of rings is you get to this car thing. It tells you you have to stop a car wreck. And it doesn't say anything beyond that. And then
it gives you like 1 millisecond to read that.
Yeah, a timer starts and it's like, I forget how many seconds. It's like 7 seconds. It's not a lot of time. And so you're going, okay, like, where do I go? Like, because your initial field of view, like the cars aren't even in it. They're below you. So you have to know to look down. The one you can actually see is the one that's further away. So you don't want to fly towards the further away one because you mm-hmm. won't get there in time. So you have to start with the one that's closer. You have to know to fly directly into it. And sometimes you won't always pick it up because the game is a little glitchy.
Yeah.
You have to pick up the car. You have to throw it. And then the timer will actually give you more time at that point, mm-hmm. which it doesn't tell you it's going to do that either.
Yeah.
And then you have to fly into the other car and pick that up and throw it all before this time. It's ridiculous. It doesn't tell you how to do any of that before it throws it at you. And this is... And then if you fail, you're back to the very beginning of that first ring
stage. Now you know, great, I have to do this super frustrating ring maze. And then I still might not even know what to do at this next section. Because I can't read fast enough, I'm not going to know what to do.
Even if you do read fast, it doesn't tell you exactly what to do. It doesn't tell you how to pick up vehicles. It doesn't tell you how to, like, that you need to pick up the closer car first. It just doesn't say anything.
Mm-hmm. Just really...
I did not beat the first level as a kid.
Well, then you had to return it back to Blockbuster because you only had so many days.
It was a waste. I probably spent maybe an hour or two playing this game, and then I just I put it to the side and I never wanted to touch it again because I thought, like, actually I finally beat that car segment and then I was rewarded with more rings. And I'm just like, is that all this game is? At that point, thank you. And there was no save point. And I'm pretty sure at some point along the way, because every time you fail the ring mission or one of those other missions, it will tell you to push any button mm-hmm. to restart or to push start to go back to the main menu.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure at one point I accidentally hit start and went back to the main menu. And I was just like, I got so frustrated. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I just wanted to go back and verify. I don't know.
Still as frustrating.
Well, I was just kind of more curious about the history and how it happened and all that stuff. Yeah, true. But
I mean, I guess it is like, it's different hearing people talk about how bad it is and then actually experiencing how bad it is.
Yeah.
And knowing it does live up to all the hype about how bad it is.
Yeah. I feel like it does live up to the hype. I'm with you. It's one of the worst.
I don't even know if I really want to even talk about strategy for this game, because my strategy would be to skip this game unless you hate yourself.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, just don't play it.
Honestly, I have some stuff written, but I'm kind of with you on that. I almost just want to kind of skip it.
What? Tap when you fly.
Yeah, toggle.
I don't know.
Toggle the buttons like the joystick when you're flying. Like, don't hold it down or you'll go into like free spin.
Really, nothing's going to help you that much, though.
And then cheat. Yeah.
Cheat.
Put in the cheat code, restore your health, make it a little less frustrating because the game is already frustrating enough.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I got.
So, Eric, did you find anything about the feature?
I did. So, the CEO of Warner Brothers dropped the hint of a potential Superman game that could tie in with the upcoming film Superman Legacy.
Okay. Do you know what, like, console it would be for or anything?
No. At this point, as far as I know, I don't think anything has really been developed. He was talking about the possibility of this game and how, you know, you'd do multiplayer and all that stuff. Uh-huh. But I doubt that this game has been made or currently even exists.
Yeah.
But, you know, potentially. But, yeah, then you have movie tie-in games. So it's like, all right, yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know. And I really haven't been a big fan of any of the new Superman movies anyway. So that doesn't get me excited.
Yeah, who knows? So, yeah, and that was just a rumor. So I don't want to spend too much time on that.
Yeah.
I did see something really cool. So there's a fan-made mod in Unreal Engine 5 of Superman flying around like a city that looked really cool. And the craziest part of this like kind of demo is that there weren't even any rings.
Wow.
That Superman had to fly through. Actually, I'll show it to you later, but it looked really impressive, just like him flying and stuff like that. And the city itself looked gorgeous, but I think the city was already like pre-done and he just modded it to add Superman and stuff to okay. into it.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, it looked really neat.
So it's a mod that you can play?
Yeah, so you can download and play it, but I think you need a higher end PC in order to run it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it's like that detailed, you know.
Yeah, but it did look cool. I mean, you can't really do much. There are vehicles and people walking around and stuff, but you can't really do too much to interact with them.
Yeah.
So on the last episode, I claimed that this was the hardest challenge I ever gave you. And just to remind the audience of what it was for Nikki to beat stage one on normal difficulty. So let's hear it. Did you beat stage one on normal difficulty, Nikki?
Yes. When I was playing as a team with you and you mostly did all the work.
Okay, so no. Yeah.
That doesn't count? Man.
So how do you feel?
I didn't write a rap.
Well, I was going to say, how do you feel about my earlier assessment that this was the hardest challenge I've given you?
I don't know if it's the hardest challenge you've given me. Because I think, like, Hades overall is harder, you know?
I thought that was at least doable. At least that game was fun.
Exactly. But hard and fun, that's different, like, categories for me. You know, like, yeah. It can still be hard and fun. But this game was hard and not fun. So the technique itself, actually, I don't think is that hard. It's just long and repetitive, which makes it very frustrating, and I have a hard time getting motivated to play games.
That's one of the reasons
I tried to play it enough though to give a good fair review.
That's one of the reasons I thought you would struggle with this challenge.
Yes. You know me so well.
I think I was correct. So did
you? Yeah, I think I could have done it if I really, really wanted to. But at some point, you just say, you know what? I think writing a rap would be more fun than doing this. So,
Okay. So you wrote a rap then.
So I'm rapping.
All right.
I gotta save the dame and claim my fame. Even if everything's fake and lame, like my specs, last name, and Lex's brain. Virtual world, am I going insane? Maybe I should call my pal Bruce Wayne, and then we can refrain from being slain. We could get in a plane and go to Spain, head to the club and make it rain. VIP, popping champagne. So Eric, what do you think of my rap?
Was it amazing? I liked it. It was kind of all over the place, like the game.
Exactly. That was my goal. Yeah. That was my goal. I even said in the first line that this rap might be lame, like the game. So, but yeah, I had fun writing the rap.
Yeah, that's good. Probably a lot more fun than you had playing the game.
Yeah, I got to mention my buddy Bruce Wayne, the better superhero of the two.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Yeah, I do agree, though. Bruce Wayne is way cooler. A little bit more emo.
So, Eric, are you interested? Are you intrigued? Are you curious?
I feel like you just kind of pulled this out of your butt at the last minute.
Of what game I'm going to pick? So. No, I know. I've had the game picked for a while and the challenge. I just didn't know for sure I was going to pick it today. But you know what? The time is now.
Okay, I got a good guess. Is it God of War Ragnarok? Because you've been playing that game a lot lately.
I did restart the game lately. New Game Plus just came out not that long ago. So, yes, I'm going to pick the game. I've been trying to warn you that I'm going to pick it for a while, like hinting at you to finish the game because you started it and you haven't finished it yet, which I don't understand how your brain let you stop playing the game until it was over.
I was enjoying it, but yeah, I kind of got sidetracked.
Yeah, so now you can't get sidetracked anymore.
All right, what's the challenge?
Okay, so your challenge is to beat the game. Well, beat the game with the Grave Mistake Trophy, which means you have to beat all the Berserkers, which is this game's version of the Valkyrie fights.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you're asking.
They're so I have to pretty do that. Difficult fights.
Yeah, so I have to do that before I beat the game?
You can do it in whatever order you want, but you have to beat the game and get that trophy.
Okay, I got you.
So you're probably, halfway through now, you think?
I think it was closer to 3/4.
Yeah. Do you even remember what's going on? you might need to start over.
Loki was doing something with Odin.
Okay, that's enough. But, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks.
And you have to stay on the difficulty that you're playing on. Can't move it down. What? You can't just go down to easy mode. You can't just go down to story only mode for the Berserker fights.
Isn't that what you did?
No.
Didn't you get frustrated on one and put it down on easy mode?
No. Not all the way easy. Don't call me out like that.
All right, so I think that
there's
concludes
the challenge.
I think that concludes your episode.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's all for Superman 64. If you really want us to frustrate you, we can just do the whole episode again.
Yeah.
But talk about rings the entire time.
Just rings, rings, rings.
Rings, yeah. If you want a real feel for playing the game.
Yeah.
I think we'll spare you from that.
Yeah, because we're nice.
Yeah.
Okay, till next time.
All right, bye.
Bye.